Hello and welcome to another episode of Terra Nullius Cyprus. I'm Costa Constanti. We're recording live here in Nicosia. I want to thank the CVAR for their support and sponsorship. And in the studio today, I have my dear friend and fellow Southerner, Thespo Bavlou. Welcome to the podcast.
Thank you, Costa. So exciting to be here. Thank you for inviting me.
No, thank you for accepting. and thank you for bringing Almira pastries for us to have while we're recording.
That's always welcome. The Cypriot way.
Or is it a Cypriot thing or is it a Southern thing or both?
Maybe both, but always. Food and coffee is something that accompanies me everywhere, wherever I go.
Yes, as a foodie, I can appreciate that. Look, I just want to say, first of all, thank you for joining today to record the podcast. Thank you for being a good friend. Thank you for the over a year now that we've known each other. Yeah. And from the moment I met you, I met Thespo, actually, so our listeners understand how we know each other. I met Thespo at the Cyprus Diaspora Forum this time last year. She was there, just like I was, representing the diaspora of Cyprus. Thespo, hailing from South Africa with roots from Yalusa and Rizogarpaso, and myself having my paternal roots from Yalusa, we bonded over that fact and bonded over the fact that we're both Southerners. I'm Australian, obviously it's much better than South African. Well, is it?
Well, this is your show. I'm just going to be quiet until the end of the interview.
You just sit there and accept whatever I say.
Absolutely. Okay, yeah.
But no, and we bonded and became friends very quickly. And then something very special happened because maybe about 8 months later, for those that know, I'm involved in the Vault Party here in Cyprus, the only bicommunal party on the island. I won't go into why Vault is the best party on the island, but for the 2026 elections, I thought Thespo would make a fantastic candidate, and for a few different reasons. First of all, Thespo now lives in Bafo after having repatriated to Cyprus, and I thought we need a voice in Bafo that's different to the classic voices we were hearing. We needed a voice that wasn't the mainstream, and I thought, Thespo. So before we start getting to know Thespo, which is what we're going to do now, I asked Thespo, Thespo, would you be interested in running for the elections with Vault? I don't think she let me finish my sentence before she said yes. And I was so excited. And I have to say that throughout the whole election journey, Thespo has been incredible, a real trooper, really representing all the various communities that Thespo represents. But because I know Thespo is good at selling herself, I'm going to let her tell you all the different voices of Cyprus that she represents.
Oh, thank you, Costa. And you know, I don't think I'm selling myself. What I do think is I'm living my authentic self. Mm-hmm. And when you live your authentic self, you come across as real and people connect with real. And I want to touch on the fact, and actually thank you for asking me to join you on this journey with Vault, because it's been so amazing. Like you said, it literally took me 3 seconds to say yes. Because when we met at the diaspora, you and I spoke a lot about many things, but of course, you know, our political sort of background and where we see Cyprus going. And you were already a Vault member, and I started doing some research. And what I did find is that I was very much aligned with this party. So thank you for introducing me to Vault.
Honestly, it's
such a progressive party. And that's exactly what Cyprus needs right now, because we sometimes fall into the little bit of a conservative segment, you know, and we need to be progressive, because why? We need to make Cyprus more attractive for our youth. Mm-hmm. We want to keep our children here, you know, and so to do that, you have to be progressive. You have to make it
inclusive of all.
Absolutely. Perfect words. You have to make it attractive for people to want to come here, mm-hmm. stay, feel safe, and all of that. To tell you a little bit about myself, I was, like you said, correctly, born and raised in South Africa.
What city?
Durban. Mm-hmm. I originally hailed from Newcastle, but in my last couple of years, Durban was my city where I lived. I was there for about 50 years, and I've been in Cyprus for the last sort of 5-6 years. And I see, like you, you see what works in Australia. I see what works in South Africa. Wow, we'd made these changes. And we see the shortcomings here in Cyprus. And this is what you and I are trying to do. You know, see what works abroad. We have these open internationally thinking minds. Mm-hmm. And I think we need... our minds need to be heard.
And I think, though, not only do our voices and minds need to be heard, but we need to bridge the different worlds. So there is the conservative world, there is the progressive world. Neither is right or wrong.
Yeah.
Both can exist and coexist. You can have your super religious, conservative, you know, cisgender family, religious family, who can coexist with others. Because there is no right or wrong in the world. There's no set model for any family. And having grown up in the diaspora, we've seen that a successful community and a successful country and culture is one that is inclusive of everyone and allows everyone to be.
But I couldn't agree with you more, because just because you and I have different views doesn't mean we cannot agree to disagree and move along civilly. As long as everybody has their rights, everybody feels heard, we can live in a harmonious environment, in a harmonious country. And that's the point we need to reach, because nobody can tell anyone they do not have a voice, they do not have a right, they do not have the reason to belong. Once we get this out of the way, because a lot of people, before they actually realize I am and I have lived openly gay for over 20 years, we will sit and we'll have a cup of coffee and, like you say, share de robita. No one knows that was gay. We have fantastic conversations, and I'll walk away. The next thing, they might hear something, and then their opinion of me might be a little bit distorted.
Yep.
But the reality is, I am who I am. I was who I was when I sat and had coffee with you and had that conversation. Don't judge me on my sexual orientation. That's personal. It's private. I've chosen to come out and speak about it because I want the youth who are going through this now to feel that there is someone who is representing them, who is brave enough, and it is, you need to be brave to be speaking about this in Cyprus, who is brave enough to openly say who I am. Because why? When I was 18, Gostamo, I had to make a decision. You know, I knew who I was. I knew I was gay. But I knew of no gays. This was in 1987 when I finished school and I went off to study. I knew of no gays. They were not on TV. They were not in our community. They were not... nowhere. There weren't authors, there weren't movies about it. So I personally felt there was something wrong with me. I didn't have someone to speak to about this, and that's a massive burden. Imagine feeling ashamed of who you are. And so I chose to suppress that and not acknowledge that part of my life at all. And so I did. I went and I married a man and I had my children. But the reality is, Gostamo, that stuff comes out.
Yep.
You know, it never stays suppressed. And I don't. And when you do that, you hurt so many people.
Yep.
You hurt yourself.
You hurt yourself.
You hurt yourself. And there is nothing more liberating than living your own authentic self. And that's what I want the youngsters, even adults who are going through this and feel they cannot speak about it or they're ashamed to. I want them to reach out to me, and many have.
Mm-hmm.
And this has been so exciting about campaigning for Volt, because every day I'm getting messages of hope and encouragement, and I'm getting sad messages where people are saying, I left Cyprus because my parents couldn't accept it. I left Cyprus because of my safety. This is stuff we cannot be putting our children through.
We cannot tolerate that.
Not at all.
No. You know, while you're telling me this, it made me think just 100 years ago, women weren't voting.
Yeah.
Women weren't in leadership positions. What we see as progressive today, back then, was unheard of.
Correct.
Can you imagine telling women today, for example, that, oh, you can't go vote on the at the elections?
Laughable.
Well, you say laughable, but it wasn't that long ago. There are people still alive today that remember when women couldn't vote. There are people today that remember when homosexuality was illegal in Cyprus.
Yeah.
I mean, this is I don't want to pull out any countries from the hat now, but there are countries where to this day is punishable by death. I mean, this is unacceptable.
Yeah.
Women have come a long way. The LGBT community has come a long way. There is still a long way to go. But we've got to remember where we once were. You couldn't sit on a certain part of a bus in many countries, depending on your skin color.
Yeah.
Coming from South Africa, you've lived apartheid and you know what it's all about. I mean, how can you reconcile that in other parts of the world, they've moved on so much, and here in Cyprus, we are still stuck on some of these issues? And I'm going to pick at wounds now, but just before we started recording, I mentioned how I've been shocked and disappointed, dare I say heartbroken, by the commentary by a lot of people. Like, yes, there's a lot of love and support out there, but there is a lot of toxicity as well. And what shocks me the most is the audacity of people to publicly comment in a toxic way. How do you handle that? How do you deal with the hate speech?
You know, Gosta, more, you know, well done on making such a vitally important point. But before I answer your question, I want to thank all those who do give love and support and encouragement, because it's necessary, you know, and to keep going, it's vital. But yes, there is also the other side of it. And to be honest, Gostamo, I'm at the point of my life, I'm 56 years old, where I've been and seen, I've heard. So
I've seen a lot.
I've seen a lot.
I've been there.
I think you've missed your calling. You need to go into singing. Anyway, and so yes, you know, initially when I was younger and I heard it, it absolutely broke me. But now it really doesn't. It has zero impact on me, honestly. And for me to get here, you know, I've been through. So zero impact. But what it does do, and I actually want to thank the haters who keep hating, because it makes me stronger. It makes me realize we have so much work to do. So we keep working.
They're fueling you.
Hmm?
They're
fueling you. Absolutely.
It's like the Australian spiders when you spray them with a bug zapper and they just suck it in and get stronger.
Oh, my God. No, I don't want to talk about your poisonous insects, and you've got crazy, dangerous.
No, but like, I've watched you from the beginning of this campaign to now, and it's like you're taking energy shots from these people. And it's like every time I've seen some of these guys, I'm not going to repeat the words, but vile, absolutely sick, vile comments. And to any of you listening who are these people, please listen to this boy right now, because you are empowering her. She is getting boost juice out of you.
Absolutely.
And she's driving forward. You're literally, you're lifting her up and pushing her forward. I mean, you
absolutely. That's exactly what's happening. And actually what I want to do is invite you to have a one-on-one with me. Say it to my face. You know, most of you do it anonymously, which manamo.
No, okay.
Children, taxi, not even. I know braver children. But I say it to my face. Tell me what you think. And the other thing that you keep, you know, pushing the agenda and the rhetoric that we keep hearing is that our religion says, you know, our religion says so much. And the Bible was used as a guideline. And how you interpret it. And the way I see God, God is love. And if I, as a parent, love my children, I know what I will accept from them. So my God, who apparently has this unbelievable love for me, surely will be in a position that loves me no matter what. The other thing I want to say is, you know, we talk about the Bible, but in the Bible, it talks about you're a sinner if you get divorced. You're a sinner if you eat pork. You're a sinner if you work on Sundays.
If your material of your clothing is mixed
is
flax
mixed,
and
100%, yeah. You're a sinner. So let's ask the question. How many people in Cyprus get divorced? The surveys are showing that one in three marriages end in divorce. Do Cypriots not eat pork? Do we not mix the fabrics of our clothing? Exactly, yeah. As you said. Do our supermarkets not work on Sundays and have their staff working on Sundays? So if you want to pick...
You got to go the on whole
gig. What the Bible says, let's do it.
Let's
have coffee and I'll
lay
meet
it all
up.
Out. Let's lay it all out. And
You know, religion isn't about separation
and
negativity. It's about love.
This is what upsets me, actually, with how religion is used by these people. Like, if I was God or if I was any of the saints or whatever, and I'd be looking down at these people who are allegedly representing me, they would break my heart.
Oh, of course.
Because as God have clearly said, love one another,
do
unto others as you want done unto you.
Yeah.
And what part of this didn't you get? Did I stutter? You know, did I stutter?
Did I not? Shall I repeat it?
Should I repeat it in all the languages of the world? Oh, hang on, no, that's been done. You know, like, come on, guys, come on. You know,
I
don't see the atheists getting this much hate.
No.
You know, I
don't. And nor should they.
To be clear, nor should they. and look, we do live in a country where, if you're from the LGBT community, if you're a Muslim, if you're a migrant, if you're a woman, if you're young, if you're old, if you're overweight, if you're underweight, if you're, the amount of racism and discrimination that goes on is at levels unacceptable for the modern world.
It is unacceptable for me to live in Cyprus and see how people spread hate speech.
Mm-hmm.
People say what they want, when they want, how they want. It is unacceptable. Hate speech is something, and I believe we actually have a law in Cyprus against hate speech you would never say. Half of the things I hear, some of these parties that are putting up the billboards saying whatever they want, especially about the LGBT community. First of all, if you were in South Africa, and I'm comparing now because I know hate speech was abolished there, and I've seen that people have experienced dire consequences because they've said hateful things. So, first of all, you would never be allowed to print such a billboard.
Yep.
The person putting the billboard together would advise you against it because he or she would be equally at risk to have consequences against them. Secondly, you go put that up. Do you think Cyprus is not made of the diaspora, of LGBT, of refugees, of women? What are you doing? These are Cypriots you are attacking. Don't tell me you're fighting for a Cyprus. What you're fighting for is something like what Hitler fought for. You know,
they're
blonde hair, blue eyes.
Their version of the world.
Yes.
And you know what? And that's why they will get 10 to 15%. And that's the maximum they will ever get. They will never have 40, 50, 60%. They will never have that. I'm going on the record of saying that because they only represent this element of society. And you know what? This element of society needs to be represented, sure.
Yeah.
Okay. But they need to stay in their lane.
Without the hate speech.
Without the hate speech.
Yeah.
You cannot come out with such hate speech and then be on panels on the TV saying the LGBT community should embrace us because we can protect them. I'm sorry, I don't want the LGBT community protected from the people you claim they to be protected from.
You.
They need to be protected from you and your supporters because your supporters are out there doing this.
Yeah.
You're putting billboards up against this community.
Yeah.
How can you possibly tell me that you can protect them when you are not leading by example?
What they're talking about is conversion therapy, which,
No.
Let's talk about something that's really dangerous. I mean, honestly, I cannot. You know, I look at my children and they're all in their mid-20s. They cannot believe we're actually having these conversations in Cyprus. Nowhere
in the world. At
the
time of recording, it's 2026.
Yes.
2026.
Nowhere are we having these conversations. Their best friends are gay, trans, bi. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter who you are and it makes no difference. What you're doing, though, is you're judging.
Yeah.
So who are you to judge me? I mean, it's as if you feel you've taken God's place and said, I will judge thee. No?
Do you know what's upsetting, though? The sole claim to God.
Yeah.
The sole claim to religion. It's like, who are you to decide who is my God or who... 100%. Or no God. You know what I mean? Like,
exactly.
You know, we keep bringing religion into this. I mean, they bring it up. But look, we've reached a point in the world, and especially here in Cyprus, where some decisions need to be made and things need to be called out. We are not going back 100 years.
No.
Women can vote. Yeah. We can wear mixed fabrics.
Yeah.
You know, we can
eat pork souvlaki.
We can eat pork. Do not even touch this topic. My wife is a vegetarian and we have issues. and by the way, I said it as a bit of a joke, but even claiming that you're a vegetarian at the dinner table or, you know, in a cafe with somebody, the reactions are almost the same as saying that you're gay or, I don't know, you vote Trump or something. Like, the reactions are the same.
It's, you know, like watching My Big Fat Greek Wedding where she says, you're vegetarian. It's okay. I make lamb. It's true.
No, yeah. And that's the thing. Like, and at the end of the day, it is such a beautiful world out there. And I mean, like, if I didn't have you as a friend, my world would not be as beautiful as it is today. Aww. I don't get emotional often, but I do. You have 4 beautiful kids.
Yeah.
I haven't met them in person. I've only seen them on social media. Yeah. They seem gorgeous,
yeah,
inside and out.
Yeah.
I see the support they give you. I see the likes and the comments, yes, on your posts, and I think it's beautiful. Having 4 kids makes you a polytechni.
Yeah.
I myself and Ben Damelis, 5-member family. So between us, we have 7 kids.
Yeah.
So we are single-handedly almost repopulating the island. anyone's guess how many grandkids we'll have between? You don't have any grandkids,
no,
do you?
Not
no,
yet.
No, no, no. Not yet. So slowly. look, we have so much to offer, and people need to hear that because we can disagree on things. We can see things differently, and people might not like to hear this, but we can also make mistakes.
Yeah.
We can be wrong about certain things.
Of course.
I've been wrong about many things in the past. Yes, you heard it. I said it. I've been wrong about things in the past. I've corrected them.
I'm now perfect.
And now I'm perfect. No,
we joke.
I'm a nobody. Nobody's perfect.
Yeah, but that is a beautiful statement. I'm sorry I'm cutting you in on this because there's one very valid point I want to make. And in the running of during the campaign, I have met such beautiful people, such amazing people.
I'm glad you brought that back up, yeah.
And you know, Costamo, the one thing I cannot get over is I'm a fanatic about respect.
Mm-hmm.
You have to respect people, animals, property.
Environment.
So when I'm in a room and someone walks in and I do not know them, I stand up, I introduce myself, I hold out my hand and I say, hi, I'm Vaspo Bavlu. Hold out my hand, they shake my hand. Sometimes they say their name, which is the common decency. And then I've been exposed to people not saying their names back. And in the beginning, I thought, oh, okay, a little rude. Maybe they don't understand what an introduction is.
Yep.
When they leave the room, I'll say, oh, who was that? And they'll say, oh, that's the minister of so-and-so.
Uh-huh, yeah,
oh, that's the woman who runs for this party. And I want to laugh out loud because I think you think you're someone then. So
if you think I'm going to vote for you? I didn't even catch your name.
Yeah. No, you know, first of all, A, you're arrogant.
Mm.
B, you're arrogant in Cyprus, population of 1 million. You think you're someone, but you're not. You're my equal, and I'm your equal. And I think it's only basic.
I'm your employer.
Yeah.
If I elect you, your employer.
Yeah.
You answer to me.
Oh, well done, Gostam.
They've never got this inside. I don't think it's in the psyche of the Cypriots that our public servants, our ministers, our MPs, they are servants. Our staff.
Servants.
They answer to us. My taxes pay their salaries. That doesn't give me a blank check, of course, but they're answerable to me. I put them in that position.
Say your name when I meet you.
Or at least in the weeks leading up to an election, pretend.
Yeah, pretend. Like,
pretend.
I've always said the higher you go up in life, the more you serve. Correct. You've always got to come back and teach.
Correct.
And show and work and respect.
There should be all these ministers, MPs, directors, CEOs, they should all do what is it, common staff for the day. Like they should go and work at the cashiers at the,
yeah.
or go do cleaning jobs or drive a bus. Just like, you know, the what they perceive, I don't want to diminish these jobs in any way, but what they perceive as lesser jobs, they should do them for a day and see how much hard work goes into it.
Yeah.
So they can be reminded where they once were and where they are now, because yeah. they are the people they're representing.
The reality is they wouldn't be anywhere without us.
Of course not.
They would not be in the position without the population of Cyprus.
I'm laughing because I know what the next thing I'm going to say, but we talk about how we're trying to educate Cypriots that you put them in these positions and you can remove them from these positions. Yeah. A few hundred years ago, the Dutch ate their prime minister in protest.
Oh my goodness.
I'm laughing because I've got this one meme. It comes very clearly into my mind now where it's a picture of this prime minister and it says in 1617, whatever it was, the Dutch ate their prime minister in protest. And then it says underneath, options, just saying. I feel like... In Greek, we say enaton phao, enaton phasinas. Well, like, yeah, we could eat our
in the Netherlands, they do, people.
And this is us wanting to be politicians. Like, okay, I don't want to be fed to the masses, but
although I will feed a couple of masses. There's lots to go around from me.
We are lovely and succulent.
You know, in terms of also being, you know, elected, I really want to make a point about Bafo, specifically, because it is where I'm campaigning and I'm running for Volt in Bafo.
The first capital of the island. Yeah. Just should mention that.
Oh, yes, let's mention that. But you know what really breaks my heart about Bafo is that they have never, ever elected a woman to parliament. And it is the only city in Cyprus that has never elected a woman in parliament. That means, according to the Bafides, for 60 plus years, they have not thought one woman has been enough, has been worthy, has been a strong choice to be voted to parliament.
Isn't this just shocking?
It's absolutely shocking. And I need that to change this election.
Yep.
It is something that...
Do women not represent 50% of the population in Bafo? 50%. Yeah, is it?
Yeah.
I think it's actually just a touch over 50%.
Well, in Cyprus, it's 50%.
So yeah, Bafo as well. It's the same. Women represent half the population.
The last cycle, we were 14%. Only 8 women out of 56 in parliament. That is shocking, absolutely.
That's not even shocking. It's actually just sheer, it's unacceptable. Pathetic. It's pathetic.
Yeah.
Now, you went to the Ape Fair Women of Cyprus event the other day. Okay, we will be transparent here. There was women from all different political parties present. I think all bar one, probably obvious which one. they were all there. They were all supporting each other, even though many of them do not see eye to eye politically, and that's fine. But the message that day was that women are here. Women are half the population. Women are our mothers, grandmothers, wives, sisters, daughters, lovers, girlfriends, neighbors, colleagues, friends, you name it.
Yeah.
Women are everywhere and they are 50% of the population and they should be well represented in the parliament. You went to this event. How did you feel the vibe was in the room? Did you feel there was a lot of love and support and empowerment?
Absolutely. There was only love and support and empowerment. Mm-hmm. And there was a beautiful energy about it.
Yep.
You know, we all got together, like you said, all the parties were represented except for the one. Mm-hmm. And who knows, maybe for obvious reasons, but nonetheless, it was amazing. And we mingled and we networked all evening.
Yep.
And, you know, it was hard to go home because we were having so much fun. Just hearing people's voices, women's voices. And Cyprus really has highly intelligent, very qualified, and I'm not saying you have to be highly intelligent and very qualified to be in this position or to be running, but what Cyprus has is strong women. They're passionate. They will fight for what they want. Look at history. Let's see what Cypriot women have done.
Yeah.
And you will be amazed.
Yeah.
You give these women, well, actually, you don't need to give us anything. We'll take it.
we'll take it. You
We'll take it and we'll bloody show well you. Should. Absolutely. Because, you know, Gostamo, you look at my family and I have three sons and a daughter. There is equality in my family. What my daughter can do in the home, my sons can do. Cook, bake, iron, wash clothes. It doesn't matter. What my sons can do in the work environment, my daughter can do in the work environment. Work professionally, respect her colleagues, bring salaries home. This is what's important. That, you know, you need to experience whatever life has to offer. And I, this comes from a spiritualist who I sometimes follow, you know, and I just really enjoy listening to the wisdom of his words. We've been put on this earth, experience it all.
Yep.
By saying, I'm the man and I'm not going to cook. You're only limiting yourself.
You know, men are the best. Men are some of the best cooks on the planet.
Absolutely, we see it. We absolutely see it.
I'm a good cook.
Don't cheat us, woman, out of your fantastic cooking.
Oh, love our discussion. By the way, for those that don't know, which would be very surprising if you don't know, but the goddess Aphrodite, or Venus in English, was born in Paphos, and the first major worshipping icon of the island from Paphos. So think about it. This, the first spiritual being of this island was Aphrodite in Paphos.
Yeah.
The district that's never elected a woman.
Can you believe it?
Was once worshipping a woman.
And you know what to me is so confusing, Gostamo, is that the Paphides, and I said this on TV the other night, have a fire in their heart. Yeah. They are passionate people. Yeah. And you know what? They're hospitable and they're loving and they live large lives and they love to give.
Yep.
You know, and this is the person who probably has never realized they've never voted for a woman.
Mm-hmm.
They're probably just not aware.
Yep.
I'm going to do a final social media post and I'm going to give Paphos some numbers. Because I've been in business for 35 years of my life. I've been an entrepreneur. That's how I made my money and raised my children, by running my businesses, building them from zero into something solid. Business has taught me numbers don't lie. So I'm always looking at numbers. I'm looking at surveys and analysis.
Yeah.
And I'm going to present. And I'm going to present Paphos with these numbers. And I bet you 90% of them will be shocked because they're not aware of these numbers.
I'm ready to be shocked because even though I think I know the numbers, I'm sure I'm going to be wrong. You know, because the data's not out there. I mean, and good on you for bringing it out.
Yeah.
Now, you said that you're an entrepreneur because let's talk a little bit more about you just before we wrap up. You said you're an entrepreneur. What kind of businesses were you into?
So I was in supermarkets, real estate, and a guest house, which is like a hotel, small hotel. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So I had, so I ran those businesses.
Hospitality in your blood.
Yes, I do. Yeah. Sales, yeah.
Her very eyes just, so. You should have seen the glimmer in her eyes as I said that. Yeah. Shame you didn't see that, guys. Now, let's jump right back to where we first met. We first met because you gifted me your book.
Oh.
My Kind of Normal.
Yeah.
That's the name of the book, My Kind of Normal by Despo Paavolou.
Yeah.
Tell me about why you wrote, I mean, you basically already told us why you've written this book, but how is this book being received? How's it traveled?
Really well. Mm-hmm. Internationally, it's growing and we're getting, you know, a lot of recognition for it.
Mm-hmm.
I walked the other day, except Cyprus invited me to event at a park in Limassol, and as I walked in, the one woman said, it's the bestseller. I'm like, what?
Me?
My royalties are not reflecting bestseller, but okay. And she just said they had an event, and all the books I had given them to sell just to raise some money had sold like very quickly. Wow. And so people are aware of it. They're aware of it internationally. It's online. And it's a beautiful creation of mine, and it's something I wanted out there for the next 18-year-old who comes out and says, where to from here? At least the youth now are exposed to more lesbians, more gays, more trans, and the total spectrum. But I wanted my book to be out there as an option because when you read it, you feel safe in coming out.
Yep.
Because the reality is, guys, we live in Cyprus. You know, dropping that bomb that I'm gay is going to, it's going to shock.
It's going to ricochet. It's,
you're going to need to manage that process. But managing the process is okay. We need to manage so many processes in life, you know, so many things that happen to us, unfortunately, whether it's bankruptcy or death or weddings or whatever. It doesn't matter. Everything you go through in life, you have to process and manage. And this is another one thing. For me, I am so exceptionally proud of my kind of normal. And I've seen what it's done for people. People reach out and tell me. So thank you, Gosta, for bringing it into this discussion. It's my pride and joy. It's my fifth baby. Child.
We touch said that Ray, we're all touching our microphone. Tap, tap, tap.
We say something like, I don't know, you owe me a Coke or something.
Look, Vespa Moore, we're running out of time. I can't thank you enough for being who you are. The added value you give to not just the party, but what you give to Cyprus, what you give to the repatriated Cypriot community, what you give to the migrant community, what you give to the LGBT community, what you give to the women, what you give to the Polytechni and the Bendamelis. I mean, there are so many tick boxes that you cover. But as a heterosexual male, I still feel like you represent me.
Yeah.
Because you represent humanity.
Yes.
And I just can't thank you enough for that. I love you dearly. You mean so much to me. Thank you so much. This is not the end of our story.
Certainly not the end.
Guys, I request you all reach out to Despo Pavlou. Show her the love. Show her the support. Doesn't matter when. After the elections is fine. Because she's here. She's loud. She's boisterous.
She's proud.
She's proud. She's dynamic. She's intelligent. She's fun. She's actually cool to hang out with as well. I haven't had drinks with her yet. But
Oh, no, yes, we have.
I lie.
The fact that you forget says a lot about the evening.
I will neither confirm or deny that. But look, thank you so much. Any last words before we... let our readers and listeners relax.
Yes, I just want to say on that personal point, Gostamo, thank you. Thank you for your friendship and your love because you have made me stronger. Your mentorship throughout this campaign has been phenomenal. I've called Gosta, I don't know how many times, any hour of the day, he picks up, that's well, how can I help? And he's helped and he's made me better. Thank you. I love you and you're just as dear a friend to me. And for the listeners, take Volt seriously. We're the one party that has grown in numbers exponentially, and I'm expecting a lot of I'm expecting a lot of surprise votes. I believe we're going to perform even better on the day. Take us seriously. We're here to listen, and we're here to represent personalities. Each one has a specialty. Each one has a passion. And every one of us will know who to refer you to if we cannot help. So please, take us seriously. Trust us. Give us your trust. Give us your voice. And give us your vote.
I have nothing else to add to that other than thank you. And good luck.
Thank you, Gosta.
The first trilingual podcast station of Cyprus. Island Talks. Open. Diverse. Free.